AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a somewhat cordial start.
We tonight are on the stage together, Donald Trump and I. Donald, it's good to be with you.
But the rhetoric heated up at Hofstra University in New York in debate number one between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
The two talked about taxes, jobs. Trump was asked again why he hasn't made public his tax returns.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
Hillary Clinton says she doubts Trump will release his returns and thinks he may be hiding something.
The question is, were he ever to get near the White House, what would be those conflicts? Who does he owe money to? Well, he owes you the answers to that, and he should provide them.
Trump says his tax plan may benefit the wealthy, but it would also be a great thing for the middle class. Of course, court documents say Arjan Shaitan, the suspect accused of killing five people at a mall in Washington State, confessed to police. His motive remains a mystery. Shaitan's stepfather says the 20-year-old has had mental health problems. Police in Houston say the man who randomly shot at drivers in a local neighborhood was a disgruntled lawyer wearing military-style apparel.
At this point, we believe he acted alone, but like I said, we're still processing where he lived. We're processing further evidence, so we won't close the door on anything.
Captain Dwayne Reddy says the man had two weapons. He was shot and killed by police. Six people were shot in Houston. One person is in serious condition, another in critical condition. The White House says it's hard to envision any military cooperation with Russia in Syria because Moscow has repeatedly failed to fulfill its commitments to a recent ceasefire deal in Syria. This is AP Radio News. An Air Force officer facing a rape charge has been found dead in his home. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Colonel Eugene Caughey had a court-martial scheduled next month after being accused of raping a woman and adultery, among other charges. Colorado Springs police say they found Caughey's body Sunday at his off-base home after responding to a report of a suicide. The 46-year-old Caughey had been vice commander of the 50th Space Wing at Colorado's Schriever Air Force Base. Police are now awaiting autopsy results. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A hospital in Pennsylvania is being sued by the federal government, alleging religious discrimination in the firing of six employees who refused to get flu shots. St. Vincent Hospital in Erie, Pennsylvania, was founded by the Sisters of St. Joseph. 3 years ago, the hospital required employees to get flu shots unless they were granted an exemption on medical or religious grounds. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.